Homicides in D.C. are up nearly 40% over last year. To stem the violence, the city's police department has launched an aggressive campaign to root out illegal guns. But a new investigation by WAMU finds that many suspects charged with gun possession ultimately walk free. And as WAMU's Patrick Madden reports, that's raising questions about police tactics.
For police, every illegal gun taken off the streets is a life saved. Here's Metropolitan Police Department Chief Peter Newsham at his swearing-in last year.
We have all 3,800 police officers. We have the Metropolitan Police Department with a laser focus on getting these illegal firearms off the street.
By that measure, D.C.'s been wildly successful. In 2016, MPD confiscated five times as many illegal guns as New York City per capita and nearly twice as many as L.A. To get these guns, police scour the neighborhoods hardest hit by gun violence. They use tips, informants, and they also use stop and frisk, a tactic that lets police temporarily detain someone and pat them down.
Do you have any firearms on you?
No, why?
Just because the moment I opened the door, you nervously started kind of stepping up.
To get a sense of what that's like, listen to this police footage of when local neighborhood commissioner Kendall Simmons was stopped by police last year.
What are y'all arresting me for?
You're not being arrested,
what?
You're being detained. Relax.
For what?
Relax.
D.C. police seize, on average, more than five illegal guns every single day. But not every stop and frisk ends up with a weapon recovered. And in Simmons' case, there was no gun. And these interactions often leave people angry.
The black community is serving notice. This is
what that anger sounded like when lawmakers held a hearing over police tactics in Ward 7 and 8, the city's predominantly black neighborhoods. Residents packed into a gym in Northeast D.C. One by one, they lined up to speak. Police were told not to come so people could speak freely.
They pull up all the time over there in Southeast and Southwest. Do you all have guns?
We know it's real. We know that there is racial profiling in Ward 7 and 8.
You got officers that hop out telling grown men, let me see your waistband. They look at everyone in the community like villains.
Stop and frisk is controversial and tricky to do right. In New York City, police recovered guns in less than 1% of all stops, according to data obtained by the New York Civil Liberties Union. Here in D.C., MPD says it confiscated more than 2,000 guns last year. But nobody knows how many thousands of people were stopped, questioned, or frisked to find them.
What percentage have actually resulted in the recovery of guns?
Of all of the stops?
Yes.
That's D.C. Councilmember Vincent Gray questioning Chief Newsham in July.
Isn't that the kind of data you would be retaining?
Yeah, I don't have that information.
2 years ago, the D.C. Council passed a law requiring MPD to keep track of its stop and frisk data. Details like the reason for the stop, whether the search was consensual, or if a weapon was found. But police have yet to comply.
Do you know which floor the criminal court division is?
4001 on the fourth floor.
So we ended up launching our own investigation, which started here at D.C. Superior Court. I'm actually taking the escalator right now up to the fourth floor, which is where the criminal division is. And that's where you can look at the court records. And that's really how we got our window into how police were making stops in D.C.
We teamed up with graduate students from the Investigative Reporting Workshop at American University, which holds the license for WAMU, and we pulled all the gun possession cases we could find from 2010 to 2015, roughly 1,700 in all. We analyzed nearly 500 of them, the case summaries, the affidavits. It took weeks. We wanted to find out how police made stops and where they took place, but what really stood out after reading these cases was this finding. Nearly 4 in 10 of these gun possession cases ended up getting dismissed in court.
That's the key.
Jim Trainum is a former MPD homicide detective who's now a leading proponent of constitutional policing, which emphasizes protecting citizen civil liberties. He says that high a dismissal rate for gun possession cases is a big red flag.
Everybody looks at the arrest. Everybody, focuses on all that. Look at the numbers behind it. How many cases get dismissed? How many cases actually result in a conviction?
There are many reasons why prosecutors might dismiss a gun case. It could be a gun was found in a car with multiple people. That makes it hard to pin down the gun's owner. Or there could be issues with the credibility of a witness or the officer. But cases can also get derailed because of a questionable stop by police. if a defendant's Fourth Amendment right to be free from an unreasonable search is violated during the encounter with police, the evidence becomes inadmissible in court. In other words, if it's a bad stop, the case gets dismissed.
Stop and frisk is a good tool, but we've taken it and we've abused it over the years.
Again, Trainum, the former MPD detective.
Once we start cutting corners to make that stat, get that arrest, and that's when you lose the trust of the community.
Prosecutors in D.C. are not required to say why they moved to dismiss a case. U.S. Attorney for D.C. Jesse Liu acknowledges that gun cases are often challenged on Fourth Amendment grounds, but she's seen no evidence of widespread problems with how police are making gun arrests.
I don't see a systemic issue from where I sit, and I think that both the police department and our office are, you know, doing a great deal to train on what the legal requirements are.
We looked at gun possession cases to get a window into how police are making stops. We wanted to investigate what many in communities are saying. They feel targeted, harassed by police. But the lack of data, the lack of transparency, makes this nearly impossible. We asked MPD's Assistant Police Chief, Robert Conti, why the department's tactics are causing so much turmoil.
We are out here to get illegal guns, and it's not to, you know, violate anybody's rights or, you know, have a community uproar. That's not our intent.
Are you concerned about the high number of gun cases that get dismissed?
Sure, I'm concerned about that. Sometimes there are cases where the U.S. Attorney's Office may just simply feel that, you know, they're not able to win it in a jury. And that's all fine and well. But what I know is that that firearm that's been recovered off that street, it won't take the life of somebody.
This aggressive, laser-like focus on getting guns comes with a cost, a price to pay for people like M.B. Cottingham.
It's normal in my neighborhood for the police to stop and frisk. On this particular day, it was my turn.
The 39-year-old D.C. resident was hanging outside his aunt's house in southwest D.C. when several police officers showed up.
Do we have any guns? That's the first thing they said.
The video of the interaction is hard to watch. It shows the officer repeatedly patting down Cottingham's private areas during the search. No gun is found.
It's not easy to just hand over your manhood like that. It's not easy at all. But what can I do?
In a city plagued by gun violence, no one seems to have the answer. At the end of our interview with Chief Conti, he pulled out his cell phone and played a recording that underscores what's at stake.
Every night when there's a shooting in this city and I have to listen to this, the next call I'm waiting for is for them to call me and tell me that someone, some kid, somebody's child, somebody's husband, somebody's father, somebody's mother has been shot and an illegal gun has been used in the process.
That's why officers focus on these neighborhoods, Conti says, measuring their progress with each gun they remove. For WAMU, I'm Patrick Madden.